interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, John, you had the woman, the old woman that wasn't sure how she ended up getting a speeding ticket when her car was on a trailer being towed. Here's a woman in North Carolina that's not sure what was going on with her car. And so she put up some cameras and ended up figuring out the deal. A 52-year-old man from North Carolina named Walter McCray has been arrested after he had a years-long affair with a woman's 2008 Toyota Avalon. This is a case of mechanophilia,
what?
An attraction to machines or vehicles. The victim was an 82-year-old woman, and apparently this Toyota Avalon, too. She said several years ago she started noticing strange things happening with her car. So she took it in, and the mechanic said it appears someone was doing something to her vehicle, messing with the things, unscrewing stuff. And so she put up some cameras to see what would happen. And the eventually police end up putting up their own surveillance equipment. And they finally caught the guy after he had a date night with the car on Sunday. And he was hit with more than 10 charges, including felony stalking, damage to property, and tampering with a vehicle. Here's the old lady talking about what happened.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning, and they took the films out. And they come back to the door and said, "We got him this time." She said, "We got good films. We got good pictures. But it was more than we really wanted to see." So
the guy was having relations with her car. A 2008 Toyota Avalon was what got him going. And he returned to the scene of the crime many times, John.
You said it was date night. I mean, what did he do to warm up the car? Did he bring something for the car in advance to, you know? All right, this is a weird one, too. We got a woman in Ohio who is blaming the eclipse and her cat for her house fire. This happened in Canton Monday, right around the eclipse time. The woman told firefighters that she believed the cat may have turned on the stovetop burner when she was out eclipse viewing. And she tried to put the fire out with a towel, but that didn't work. And next thing you know, this whole house is on fire. And so she said she was busy with the eclipse, you know, dealing, you know, with that, and didn't have time to mind her cat. It wasn't just one cat, though, in the house. I'm not sure how she pointed the finger at one cat when she has 37 cats inside her house.
Ooh.
All of them did survive, but some of them had to be given oxygen for smoke inhalation. Okay.
I'll take 200 ammonia for 200, Alex.
Oh, my.
Oof. You imagine what that smells like. And how about this guy behind the wheel? Here's a knucklehead behind the wheel. We had a guy behind the car just a minute ago. This guy's a knucklehead behind the wheel. In Long Island Sound, a guy led cops on a 45-minute chase before he drove off a 100-foot cliff into the Long Island Sound and survived. Monday's chase started when the police were in eastern Long Island and responded to a domestic violence call. And so then the chase is on. The man drove speeds of 100 miles an hour and crossed back and forth across Long Island. And at one point, he turned onto Sound Road in Greenport. And he headed towards the water. And they said he did not stop. The quote from the police chief, Martin Flatley, quote, "Never hit his brakes, never slowed down. Hit an embankment at the end of the street, went airborne over the bluff, and off onto the beach and into Long Island Sound."
He's committed.
100-foot cliff. Car landed in 3 to 5 feet of water. Officers dive in, pull him out, and arrest him. He complained of some slight pains, but had no visible injuries, despite his best Thelma and Louise reenactment. And I can't believe it's news.